Hi, it's Mac, it's McCogan here on Audioboo, and today, just a short piece of audio on a new program, a new app that I got for my Apple iMac desktop computer. It's called Audio Hijack. Strangely enough, good friend of mine's and of many on Audioboo, Richard Hubbock at All One Word, has also just recently got this wonderful program up. I've been playing about it with it for a wee while now, a few days, and just tweeting and talking back to each other in various formats about finding out the workings, the ins and outs of this. It's great app as far as I'm concerned. Now, I was referred to this a wee while back there by Jeff Thompson on Audioboo, and strangely, maybe not strangely, but Sarah has used Audio Hijack since many a year and highly recommended it, so went ahead and got the beastie. It's about £40, I think £42, including the VAT over here in this country to get. And I also got its audio editing program called Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-M. And because I bought it as a bundle, I got it for £8, which was quite a bit of saving, actually. So I have the two because they're made by the same company, and I kind of like to do things like that, things that are designed to work together by the same company. But it also, Fission also works with other audio apps. So Audio Hijack is the main thing. And as I said, myself and Richard have been finding out all the workings and ins and outs, what you can do, what you can't do, and the effects you can get. So today, all I wanted to talk about was its ability to take the input from my vinyl records and to record that through into its own recorder. Now, its own recorder, you can set the default on that, whether it's MP3 or FLAC or AAC or whatever you want to do. So the format I have for this, and if I remember, I'll attach a picture to go with this particular piece of audio, is using the input device, which is line-in, and that line-in is from my vinyl record player. It then goes through a volume control, which I leave at 100%. It's only there if I wanted to do anything with it in the future, but hey, for this particular setup, that's what it's there for. And then it goes through a 10-band EQ set at a standard setting, and then through bass and treble, and all I did was increase the bass very, very slightly, because I found that when you come from a record player through its own amp and then line out and into the Mac, I've noticed that the bass seems to diminish. So all I did was tweak the bass up a wee bit. And these are things I can test because I can actually listen to the bass as it's being recorded on the Mac, and also directly from the record player, from the speakers, in other words. So through that, and then through D-click, D-hum, and D-noise. D-noise is a dodgy one because you really have to be critical with that. Now, these are blocks that you insert in a grid. In other words, it's a process. If you think of a process, you have your input or several inputs. But let's just take this one input. It's a block, it's an input device, and you select which you want to input. And then you can, between there and your recorder block, you can insert whatever the heck you like. In this case, for vinyl, you get clicks and pops, you get hum, and you get a wee bit of noise. So these blocks are inserted in line. So it's a process from the input device through one block, through another block, through another block, through another block, depending on entirely what you're doing in the recording, and then eventually to the recording block. And it's saved as a recording where you can, you know, annotate whatever the recording is, put your details, save it, export, blah, blah, blah. What we're doing here, I'm doing just now, is talking about the recording part. And what I want to do is play you 2 1-minute blocks of audio. It's Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor. And the first part you'll hear is unfiltered, unprocessed from the record player straight into the Mac through the Audio Hijack program app, but without any of the filters being activated. That's the other thing you can do with this. You can activate and deactivate the blocks at will. So it's really great for that as well. The second block will come immediately after it. It's exactly the same piece, exactly the same length, give or take a second or two. And you'll hear the difference when it's been through, processed through the D-click, D-hum, and D-noise. As I said, D-noise is a dodgy one. You really got to be, I found to be very critical with that because it can actually ruin the sound of the audio. So it's very, very minor tweaks, at least as far as I've found out so far. So what I'm trying to say is Audio Hijack has many, many assets, many, many ways of recording and processing audio. And this is one that I wanted this particular app for, is so I can get my vinyl records in, but to process them in a way to take out the clicks and the hums, etc., and have at least a purer form on my iMac recorded. So there you go. I'll let you hear that just now. But for my own personal taste, I've found that Audio Hijack, and I've really only played with it a little bit, I've found Audio Hijack is absolutely wonderful. And even visually, to use this particular program or app, as you call it, to use it visually is quite amazing. You can have as complicated a system as you like, or as simple as you like, and I think it is brilliant. I have a page up just now that I'm not using at the moment, but I will be, and it has a line and input device block, so we're at the beginning again, but it also has an application block. At this particular time I have it set for Reaper. Then it has another application input, and that's set for Google Chrome. So say you were playing a YouTube video, you could use that as an input as well. And then all these can be filtered, processed, altered with 10-band equalizers or various applications that come with the program. But you can get some more in there, and you can do some amazing stuff. I've watched some of the YouTube videos that people have actually done things that are a little bit more complicated, and it just looks brilliant. I'm pretty sure that Richard Hummock is going to do wonderful things with this. Richard got it to do his podcast that he's about to set up, and I'm really keen to hear what Richard does with this particular program. So there you go, Audio Hijack. I suppose I'm promoting it in a kind of way, but I just wanted to let you hear what is a very simple process and the difference it can make to a vinyl record recording. So there you go. Thanks for listening, and as usual, bye for now.